Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's Mr. Parsons here, and welcome to the Bible class lesson today, which takes us to the book of Samuel, the latest in our series in the Old Testament. Today, we'll be looking at how the young boy Samuel heard God's call for the first time, and we'll be thinking about what that teaches us about Christian conversion and how we can know the Lord for ourselves. Before we do that, we're going to pray to the Lord God to ask for his blessing on our time together. So let's pray. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your kindness and your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Almighty and the all-powerful God on high. And Lord, we thank you that we can come before you, Lord, to pray to you this afternoon. We thank you, Lord, for all your blessings to us. Lord, we know that we receive so many good gifts from your hand. Lord, we thank you for keeping us safe throughout this period of national emergency. We thank you, Lord, for watching over our friends and our families. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to listen to this word, Lord, together. We pray, Lord, for your blessing on our time together, that you will open our hearts through your Holy Spirit, we pray, and help us all to really listen and to understand the message of conversion, how we can take our feet off that broad path that leads to destruction, and we can join that narrow path that leads to eternal life. Lord, we pray that we may be able to know the Lord Jesus for ourselves, and Lord, that we may come to that saving knowledge of him, Lord, even today. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the scripture reading today is from 1 Samuel chapter 3. That's 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we're going to read about half that chapter, so from verse 1 to verse 10. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he couldn't see, and the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, when the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou called me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I. For thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. May the Lord bless that reading of his word to us. Now, I wonder whether you consider yourself to be a Christian. You often get this question in RE lessons at school. You know, put your hand up if you're this religion or that religion. And some people will say, yes, I was born in a Christian country, so that sort of automatically makes me a Christian. Some people might say, well, my parents are Christians and had me christened, so I've been through a ceremony, so that makes me a Christian. Others might say, well, I've been to church ever since I was a baby, so I must be a Christian. I don't know anything else. But that's not what the Bible says. And today we're going to be looking in a little bit more detail about Samuel's experience and what lessons that we can draw for ourselves. So Samuel, you might remember, was born to Hannah. And Hannah desperately wanted a child. She couldn't have children, and she prayed earnestly to God to give her her heart's desire, which was to have a child. And the Lord answered her prayer, and Samuel was born. And she did a wonderful thing, and from that moment on, she dedicated him to the Lord's service. And when he was old enough, when he was weaned, so just a small boy, he went to serve the Lord with Eli the priest in the tabernacle, sometimes called the temple, in Shiloh. And Samuel was an assistant to Eli there in the temple. We don't know how old he was, although the Bible tells us that his mum used to make him little coats. So we think he must have been around 10 years old, 10 or 11 years old. And he served the Lord with Eli there in the temple. So what kind of child had Samuel become? Did he hate being away from home and grumble like a child at boarding school? Was he naughty? Was he curious to pry into the evil ways of Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, who had so saddened and disappointed their father? Or did he allow the sordid atmosphere that they created, those two corrupt and immoral men who'd committed adultery and taken sacrifices for themselves, did he go in with them and enjoy their ways? No. The glimpses we have into Samuel's everyday life suggest the very opposite the case. We see him as a very willing worker, ready at a moment's notice to spring to Eli's assistance. He didn't know the Lord in any certain or direct way. He hadn't had a personal experience of God himself, but he was eager to be in the right place, and he greatly respected the Lord. And that's exactly what we want for you. You come to Sunday school, and we want you to keep coming to Sunday school and to church. We want you to keep reading your Bibles and praying to God and seeking him in a really earnest way, and never to be satisfied until you found him for yourself. One of the important jobs that Samuel had at the tabernacle was to care for the scriptures, the scrolls that were written by Moses. Few people had the opportunity to handle them and to listen to them regularly as Samuel did, and he cared for them very zealously. Yet, although he valued and respected the word of God, we're told in the reading that we've just had that he didn't yet know the Lord. He knew about all the great things God had done for his people, how he'd led the Israelites out of Egypt, how the plagues had been brought down on Pharaoh, and all the great miracles that had been done, but he'd never felt the nearness and the power of God for himself. And it's possible for us to be in a very similar position. We can respect the Bible. We can read it. We can bring copies to Sunday school each week. We can learn passages by heart. We can pass tests. We can be really good at RE at school. So we can know a lot of stuff. We can have loads of sort of Bible knowledge crammed into our minds. And yet we might not have any personal experience of the Saviour at all. We don't actually know God. And we're going to be learning today about how we can do that. So let's go back to our story into Samuel. So the young Samuel had helped Eli into bed. Eli was almost blind by now, and very, very old. And Samuel then went down to lie down at the end of a busy day. And we don't know what was going through his mind, whether he was thinking about a visit that his mum and dad might be paying to him, or just thinking about the things that had happened that day. But suddenly Samuel clearly heard his name called twice. He immediately assumed it was Eli calling him. There was nobody else around. It could only be him. So, as we read, he got up and he went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." And Eli, for the first two times, said, "No, I didn't. You know, you go back down, go to bed." He maybe thought he was having a bad dream. But the third time, when Samuel asked Eli whether he'd called him, Eli perceived that it was God who was calling him, and he taught Samuel how to pray in response. Now, how will you know if you've heard the voice of the Lord? Will you hear an audible voice calling your name? No. Will you experience a strange sort of feeling, electric feeling? No. So how will you know if you're hearing God's voice? Well, several things will happen. First, suddenly you understand what you hear from the Bible. That is, you really understand it. Not just like the facts of people and places and the stories, but you realise what God is actually saying about your sin and your need of a saviour. You understand that the Lord has done something to save you from sin, from hell. You understand that you must be converted and changed and brought into that personal relationship with Him. Has the meaning of the message of the Bible dawned on you yet? Secondly, not only do you understand, but you have a very special feeling. You realise that it's all true. Now, I'd grown up with the Bible. I'd read it in my Sunday school and in my church, but I never actually thought about whether it was true. I'd always really seen it as a religious book, something that came out on a Sunday, but not something that I'd read every day, not something that I thought had anything that I needed to do anything. And yet, when I was converted, when I read the Bible, I was certain that it was true, that it had a serious message about my sin and my need of a saviour, and I needed to do something about it. Thirdly, what God says about your sin, lies and tempers and selfishness, all those things that we do, all the wrong things that we do, they now make you feel ashamed. Previously, I don't think before conversion, although your conscience sometimes tells you that you behaved badly, most of the time it doesn't really bother you. You just behave how you want. But when God begins to work in your heart, you realise that you're a sinner. You're really troubled by your conscience. You want to be a better person. You want to be forgiven. And when God speaks to us, He touches our hearts and He shows us our need of forgiveness. And we become more humble people seeking His help. And lastly, you realise that God will deal personally with you. You say to yourself, this message is to me. I can be saved. Jesus suffered and died to save a person like me. And if I come to Him, He'll forgive me. He'll receive me. He'll make Himself known to me. And suddenly, you feel that God is not only real, but He's speaking to you and calling to you to repent and to trust in Him and to give your life to Him. Sometimes at that point there might be a great battle in your heart because you might still want to carry on with some of your sins, carry on in the world, carry on with your old sinful friends, but you can't turn away because God is watching you and calling you in His mercy. It becomes a very personal matter. So how should we respond to God's call? Well, think about the way that Eli told Samuel to respond to that call. He taught him a very simple, short prayer. Lord, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Think of that. Speak, Lord. Those two words show that Samuel realised who it was who was speaking to him. And he was glad. He was honoured. He wanted to humbly and quietly listen to the Lord. He didn't answer back or argue or try and change the subject or say it's not the right time. And when we seek the Lord, we have to accept everything that He says in His word in the Bible. We need to believe Him. Secondly, thy servant heareth. In these words, Samuel gives himself to the Lord. He calls himself His servant, promising to listen and to obey. We've got to do exactly the same when we come to the Lord. We can't come half-heartedly. We can't come saying we'll pick bits that we want to do, but we won't do other bits. You know, we'll obey in some areas, but we won't in others. No one can be a real Christian like that. To be a real Christian, we need to say that we believe what the Bible says about me and my sin. We need to believe what the Bible says about what the Lord Jesus did on the cross, that He loves us, that He came into the world to die for us, and that we should live and obey His commands, to be His willing servant. We must be born again, have a new start, and we need to confess these things before God and ask for forgiveness and for conversion. So something wonderful happened to Samuel that night. The Lord called him by name and he responded. Previously he'd lived in the tabernacle. He'd handled the word of God, but something had been missing. He didn't actually know the Lord for himself. Maybe that's you. Maybe you sit there in Sunday school and Friday meeting, just listening to the words, but you've never really asked for forgiveness for your sin. You've never really wanted to be converted. Samuel realized that now the Lord had spoken and had talked with him. So for each of you, there's a test here, isn't there, that can show you whether or not you're a true Christian. Do you know the Lord? Jesus said that eternal life is to know God. He also warned on the day of judgment that he'd have to send away the proud and religious people, lots of them, who claimed to have done great things in his name, saying to them that I never even knew you. What does that mean, knowing God? So we know our friends, don't we? And we recognise their voice. We go to their houses. We know what they like and they don't like. And it's the same with Christians. A Christian speaks to the Lord by praying. We recognise his voice. We read the Bible. We know the Lord Jesus. We know what he's like because we read the Bible and we learn about that. The Lord Jesus said that he and his Father make their home with those who love him and obey him. A Christian longs to please the Lord and avoid all the things that the Lord hates. So what about you? You may have been coming to Sunday school for many years. You may have had a Bible for a long time. You might have Christian parents. You might have Christian teachers. But do you really know the Lord? Do you know the Lord for yourself? Do you just say prayers or do you speak with the Lord? Do you really mean it? Do you live with him day to day? Do you come before him to read the word? Do you put him above anything else and anyone else? Do you live to please and obey him? Think about these things. Think about where you stand with the Lord. Do you really understand the Bible? Do you really believe the Bible is true? Do you really feel sorry for your sin? Does it bother you? Is your conscience working? Do you know that the Lord will deal personally with you? Think about these things. And if it's not you, pray to the Lord that he will convert you. Pray to the Lord that you will be his. And that's one thing that you will never, ever regret. Now let's finish today's lesson in prayer. Oh, gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's lesson. We thank you for the wonderful example of Samuel. Lord, that he was ready and willing to hear your voice and to act upon it. And Lord, we pray for each child that's been listening to this message. We pray, Lord, that any who aren't converted, any who don't know you for themselves, will want that for themselves and will call out to you. And Lord, be pleased to answer their prayers, we pray. Lord, we ask that you will take care of us now. Lord, keep us safe through the next week, we pray. And Lord, we pray that we may not go through this week without you. But Lord, that we will be praying to you, we'll be reading our Bibles, that we'll be in communion with you, and getting to know you better. Lord, because in you there is life. We pray, Lord, that you will bless us, watch over us, bless our church, bless our friends, bless our Sunday school, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.